He's a machine learning engineer who has worked in multiple startups throughout his career. He has worked in domains of data engineering, computer vision, and speech processing, all the niche and most happening technology areas. Currently, Sanjeev Tripathi is leading AI practices at Fisk Clouds, which is a cloud transformation startup based out of Hyderabad. So let us know more about Sanjeev Tripathi's career journey in startups, and do you think if it is worth working for a startup, and why did he choose startups over well-established MNCs in today's episode? Hello. Hi there. Welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series. The Guiding Voice for a better future. This podcast is to help professional students, IT employees, and entrepreneurs to shape their careers. Dear listeners, in every episode, we interact with industry experts or thought leaders or coaches or academicians across the globe to drive some insightful conversations that will help each one of you learn great things. Also, we share an interesting trivia or a fun fact about the IT world or technology towards the end. So stay tuned towards the end to make the best use of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Naveen Samala, and I will be your solo host for today. As discussed in the intro, many a times people contemplate whether to join a startup or a well-established multinational company. And everybody has their own choices. And here is Mr. Sanjeev Tripathi, who has made a choice to work for startups since the time he started his career on day one. And we are pleased to welcome Sanjeev Tripathi to our show to discuss what's in it while working for a startup. Sanjeev, a very warm welcome to you onto the Guiding Voice platform.
Thank you for having me, Naveen. I'm really excited to be here.
Absolutely. So am I, and our audiences are. So Sanjeev, you have been associated with multiple startups. Can we talk briefly about your career journey?
Yes, absolutely, Naveen. I would be glad to share. So my career journey has been extremely fun since it began. I started my career as an embedded system intern at a training institute in Chandigarh, where I learned how to build things hands-on. So later I joined a startup as a junior machine learning developer based on the projects that I completed during my college time. I then joined a startup as a machine learning engineer to build ML products in security, followed by working at an energy startup in Mumbai. So in between all of this, I also attempted along with my team to build an augmented reality startup, but it did not work out as planned. So currently I'm leading AI practices at Fisk Clouds, which is a fast-growing cloud transformation company based out of Hyderabad.
That's wonderful summary, Sanjeev. And from our conversation, okay, that we had in the past as well as today's conversation, it is very clear that you are fascinated towards the most happening technologies and something very few people get an opportunity to work with. And putting that aside, now going back to our topic for today's conversation, more about the startup versus the well-established organizations. Here is my question, like, what made you to join a startup and when compared to established organizations?
That's an interesting question. So it started with my first two internships at the start of my career. I was helping solve problems at two startups simultaneously, one being in Chandigarh and the other being in Delhi. So I had to travel from Chandigarh to Delhi every weekend just to be there. And being freshly out of college, this was really thrilling for me because the learning opportunity I was getting was immense. So I believe this drive just stuck with me from that point onwards. And that has been a key cornerstone for my decisions going ahead.
That's nice. Like, it's more about you getting into uncomfortable zone, right? That's so fascinating. And what do you like most about the startups?
In one word, I would say the culture. There is always this drive that pushes you and makes you want to go to your workplace every day. And this energy really gets addictive over time, and you just keep on pushing your limits. So this is what I like the most about startup. And of course, adding to that, the opportunity to work on genuine problems and solving them with the latest tech is a sure dream for every engineering graduate.
Yeah, what I could sense is that kind of adrenaline rush, okay, that happens whenever you are solving on a real world problem and with a zeal or passion to make a difference, right? So that's quite so interesting. And with that, let me flip the coin and ask you another interesting question. Like, what are the challenges that you have come across so far being associated with the startup, Sanjeev?
So, Naveen, there has been a lot of challenges, but few that really top the charts, ironically, are not technical in nature. So, startups are a roller coaster at times, and occasionally there are decisions, regardless of who makes it, that things do not work out as planned. So, the biggest challenge I have come across is actually managing enthusiasm and to occasionally take a step back and look at the big picture. So, occasionally we have to remind each other, of course, the team and all the stakeholders, like why we are doing this, and which is not easy, especially in technical teams. So keeping that enthusiasm high at times, I would say is the biggest challenge for others as well as for oneself. Another challenge is to make the right decisions, especially the small ones, which ironically come only after making a few wrong decisions first. So what the ecosystem has figured out is that we can learn from the mistakes that others have committed. And that, I believe, is when being part of a thriving startup community comes handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something very interesting to note. You mentioned we need to keep that enthusiasm level always up and high. And especially it might be challenging when you are trying to compare your peers, okay, working in stable companies, whereas you are always on the rush and trying to make a difference. Yeah, everything has its own pros and cons. And now let's talk or dwell upon a bit about what you don't like about startups.
Okay. Yes, so certainly the coin has two sides. So startups are infamously known to push your limits. So if done right, this can be transformational, not only for the individual, but also for the organization. However, I have personally witnessed and experienced that pushing too much might lead to some serious burnout. And that proves to be a huge setback for everyone. So I'm glad this is changing slowly, but more can be done in this scope. For example, in my current company, FizzClouds, we emphasize a lot on avoiding a burnout. And planning ahead well in advance just helps to make sure that a burnout does not happen. So we are still trying to figure out the nuances to achieve this balance, especially when working remotely. But we have strong reasons to believe we are on the right track.
That's awesome. Maybe planning much ahead in advance might avoid this 11th hour rush, and maybe it can prevent the team members from spending a long hour and all, right? So probably we can avoid frustration to some extent. Interesting.
Yeah.
So Sanjeev, here is my next one. What will be your advice to those mulling about joining a startup?
Yes, so I would say the first point being, so startups have a sense of risk associated with them. And we know that risk equals rewards in terms of network, skills, experience, also financially. And second point I would say is that everyone who joins a startup operates with the same growth mindset. So the people you meet at startups, the skills you learn, the problems you solve, and the connections that you make, all this happens at such a pace that you can have many years of experience in just a year's time. This, I believe, is a very good reason to join a startup, especially when you are at the start of your career and when you have a huge risk appetite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it makes sense for especially those who are in at age and maybe in the initial careers, initial years of their career. Okay, especially if they are not married and all, probably it's the time for them to explore and test the waters so that they can fast forward their learnings, is what my understanding is. So
absolutely, yeah.
Wonderful, Sanjeev. So these have been insightful conversations so far. And now I would like to spice this particular conversation by asking you a few rapid fire questions. Are you ready for a quick rapid fire wherein I'm going to ask you a few questions and you can answer them very crisply? One or two word answers should be fine. Are you okay?
Sure, Naveen. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I love that amazing spirit, Sanjeev. With that, let me fire the first bullet out of the rapid fire. So, Sanjeev, what has been the most adventurous thing that you have done so far in your life?
So, that would be a road trip that happened after just 15 minutes of planning.
Oh my God. Where was that?
So, that was from Delhi to Jaipur. We were working in a startup at that time, and that it just happened. Like, we decided and we just left.
Interesting. Must be fun though. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Here comes my next bullet. What is your favorite failure?
Okay. So my favorite failure would be my own attempt at startup that happened like 3 years ago. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned about the augmented reality stuff. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. And what could you talk for 30 minutes about? Okay, without any preparation.
Yes, so definitely startups and their culture.
Bang on. Maybe I'll put it what else you could talk beyond startup? All right, yeah. Here comes my next one. What is one hidden talent that no one knows about you, Sanjeev?
Okay, so that would be, since I have a trained ear, I can play basically any musical instrument with like few weeks of practice. So I would say that would be one hidden talent.
Awesome, man. I think your company, is, in fact, has found a right talent in you, not only from technical perspective, but also from the musical instrument perspective. Awesome. Here comes my next one. What has been a question on your mind for which you have never got an answer so far?
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. So I would say, are there any right answers or is there any right way to do anything? Because whatever optimized system we come across, like there is always a scope for improvement. So yeah, I would say that is one question I don't think I will like, ever get an answer to.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, last one for the rapid fire, Sanjeev. Uh-huh. What is one message that you would give to younger Sanjeev?
So younger Sanjeev would appreciate the message that he should ask for help whenever he needs it.
Yeah, many a times people have that hesitancy in terms of what would other person feel if I ask for help. But you're advising someone can just go ahead and seek help without hesitation.
Yeah.
Good one. All right. So after that amazing rapid fire question where you have answered all the questions so candidly, let me move back to the original or the mainstream conversation and ask you one final question for this session. Sanjeev, what will be your one piece of advice to those aspiring to make big in their careers?
Yes. So one advice I would give is to always upskill, but of course not limited to the work domain, but also in communication, decision making, networking, and problem solving skills. So a startup basically puts you in a spot where you have to scale up constantly because there is no other way to improve or solve problems. And if one can cultivate this environment regardless of where they work or whether they work or not, they will have a great career and also a fun life. Right?
Awesome. So keep learning to keep growing, not only professionally, but also personally. That's an amazing advice. And Sanjeev, thank you so much for joining us today and talking about your own experience of what it is like working in a startup and sharing those amazing tips for those aspiring to join a startup. And it's been a pleasure hosting you, Sanjeev. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Navin. The pleasure is mine.
All right. So it brings us to the trivia segment of today's episode. And folks, today's trivia is about emojis. You know, emojis have become a common form of communication these days, but the word emoji has no similarity and link to the word emotion. If you talk about the origins of emoji, emoji comes from the Japanese words where E is for picture and moji is for character. And it is nothing to go with the emotions that each one of us display under various circumstances. Interesting, isn't it? Thank you for listening. There is more in store, folks. Stay tuned. Take care. Be safe. Until next time, bye-bye. And we are signing off for today. See you all in the next episode with another wonderful guest.